ஓம் அத அத அனுப்ரஷ்னாஹ அத அத தென் அத அனுப்ரஷ்னாஹ அனுப்ரஷ்னாஹ மீன்ஸ் வாட் பிரஷ்னாஹ மீன்ஸ் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் கனெக்டட் டு வாட் ஹஸ் பீன் பீங் டாட் நவ் அனுப்ரஷ்னாஹ the questions that follow the teaching in keeping with the teaching not something unconnected to the teaching the student is asking is going to ask some questions and those questions are not something unconnected to what is being taught there connected to what is being taught here or anuprashnaah the questions something to do with what has been being taught The student has a doubt. What is the doubt? See, the student now remembers his earlier teaching. What is the earlier teaching? See, you have to be ready with always, should be thorough with everything. The questions are based on the student's understanding of what has been taught earlier. What has been taught earlier? Brahman is the absolute reality from which alone this entire universe has come into being. That means all that is here is has come into existence from Brahman alone. If everything has come into existence from Brahman alone, and then everything exists in Brahman, and at the time of Pralayam also, what happens? The Nama Rupas alone go, and all those things that come into existence from Brahman go back to Brahman. It is the understanding. The student has this understanding. All of us have this understanding. What is that? Everything has come into existence from Brahman. Therefore, everything exists in Brahman. And all of them, all these objects, different namarupas, which are now, will also resolve back into Brahman later on. Like what? All the waves come into existence from water. The waves exist in water, and later on they will resolve back into water. So any effect which is born of a given cause, made of a given cause, when it is destroyed or resolved, it will resolve in its own cause. It cannot go anywhere outside. Isn't it? If that is true, now the student's question is, look at how clever this student is, very intelligent student. There is somebody called Vidwan. Vidwan means what? The wise person. And Avidwan means ignorant person. The ignorant and the wise, all of them must have come into existence from where? From Brahman only. If everything has come into existence from Brahman, ignorant person also has come into existence from Brahman. Wise person also has come into existence from Brahman. Therefore, this ignorant person and the wise person, what happened to them after the death? Does the wise person go back and merge in Brahman? Go back and resolve in Brahman or not? Or what happens to this ignorant person after his death? Does he go back to Brahman and resolve or not? This is the question. Two questions, okay? What happens to wise person after the death? What happens to ignorant person after the death? The ignorant person and the wise person, both of them have come into existence from Brahman. So both must be going back and resolving where? Only in Brahman. So does the ignorant person go back to Brahman, resolve in Brahman? Does the wise person also resolve in Brahman? These are the questions. Suppose the teacher says, It's very difficult, huh? The teacher says, no wise person alone goes back to Brahman. The ignorant person does not go back to Brahman. Then what would be the problem? That means Brahman is not the cause of everything. Everything has not come into existence from Brahman. There is some other cause for the ignorant person. Isn't it? It is the problem. Suppose the wise person, this teacher says, no, ignorant person, wise person, all that will go back to Brahman. Tomorrow, nobody will go back and buy any more Upanishad books. Nobody will come for any class. Why? Without studying the Shastram, ignorant person also goes back to Brahman. Wise person also resolve in Brahman. Why should we study Shastram at all? What should break our heads to study Shastra? Isn't it? Therefore, it's a problem. So, what should be the answer given? Anyway, these are the two questions, okay? What will be the answer, we'll see later on. So, the student has to give, teacher has to give a right, correct answer. And now, one of the grammatical aspect, which need not be, but still we have to discuss. Okay? Need not be discussed, but we have to discuss it. Here, athato no prashnaha. Prashnaha means questions, kelvihal, which is in plural form. Okay? Prashnaha is a plural word. But how many questions are here? Only two questions are here. What are the questions? We'll see here. Hope you remember these two questions. So, Uta, say no, Uta, Avidvan, Amum Lokam Pretya, Uta Vidvan Amum Lokam Pretya, Amum Lokam Pretya, Kaschana Gacchati. See, the number 3 is there. In Sanskrit language, we have Hraswaha, Dirghaha, and Plutaha, or Plutihi. Hraswaha means a short vowel, and then Dirghaha is a long vowel, and Plutihi is not in any other language. It is extraordinarily long vowel. Extraordinary long vowel is called Plutihi or Plutaha. Okay, this is Pluti. Okay, and here we used usually, we come sometimes only in Vedic usage, Veda mantra, we come across this Pluti. So here, Kaschana Gacchati. Aho Vidvanamum Lokam Pretya.
Aho Vidvanamum Lokam
Pretya. Kaschit Samashnutavu. Tavu. Wait, okay. Get learned correctly. Aho Vidvanamum Lokam Pretya.
Aho
Lokam Pretya Kaschit Samashnutavu. Chit Samashnutavu. Kaschit Samashnutavu. Have some fun. So, Uta Vidvanamum Lokam Pretya.
Uta Vidvanamum Lokam Pretya.
Kaschana Gacchati.
Kaschana Gacchati.
Aho Vidvanamum Lokam Pretya.
Aho Vidvanamum Lokam Pretya.
Kaschit
Samashnutavu.
Okay. So here there is the questions here. Atha, there are then, before, atha means when, then, before answering the, before giving the answer for the third question. What is the third question? Atha means then. Then when? Before giving an answer to the third question. What is the third question? What is paraprapti? What is moksha? Has it to be explained elaborately. Before giving the elaborate explanation for that question, answer for that question, ataha anuprashnaha. There are questions on the part of the student. The student has some questions. He asks some questions. What are his questions? And these questions are based on his understanding of the earlier lesson. What is the earlier lesson? Everything in this universe, the whole universe, has come into existence from Brahman. That this universe exists in Brahman. This universe will resolve in Brahman also later on. Like how the waves which are born of water exist in water and they'll resolve in water. Similarly, everything which has come into existence from Brahman has to resolve in Brahman. This is the understanding. Based on this understanding, now prashnaha, the questions are here. Therefore, this is called anuprashnaha. Anuprashnaha means what? The questions based on the earlier understanding of the earlier lesson. Okay, anuprashnaha. What is the question? Number one. Uta avidvan. You have to split that. Uta avidvan amum lokam pretya kaschana gacchati. Kaschana avidvan. Some ignorant person. Okay, any ignorant person. Amum lokam pretya. After leaving this physical body. Amum lokam pretya. Having given up this mortal coil. After leaving this physical body. After the death. After leaving the physical body. After death. Kaschana gacchati. Does he go back to Brahman? Does he resolve into in Brahman? Does he merge in Brahman? Okay, what happens to avidvan, ignorant person? We should understand, okay? Kaschana gacchati means what? Kaschana, he goes. He goes means uta. Implies, does he go back to Brahman? Uta also. And next question. Aho. Aho. Also again just to exclamatory expression that is. Vidwan. Vidwan means wise person. Avidwan. First he asks, what happens to avidwan, the ignorant person, after amum lokam pretya, leaving this physical body, when he passes, goes out, does he go, it's unimplied there, okay? Does he resolve into Brahman? Does he merge and become one with Brahman? Because all the waves go back to water. And next question is what? Aho, vidwan amum lokam pretya. Kaschit samashnuta u. Samashnuta u means samashnute. Does this wise person who leaves his physical body after the death, does he go back and merge into Brahman? Become one with Brahman? Two questions. Now the teacher should not open his mouth. He should remain quiet and give the answer very carefully. If he says anything, any answer will lead to a problem. If he says no, wise person alone goes to Brahman. The ignorant person does not go back to Brahman, resolve in Brahman if he says, then Brahman will not be taken as the cause of everything. And you have to give another, then that means what is the cause of this cause from which all the ignorant people come into existence from? And if he says, no, no, wise person, ignorant person also goes back to Brahman, resolves in Brahman, means, you know, ignorant person, wise person, all the people resolve and go back into Brahman means, why should we make effort to study the Shastram to become one with Brahman? We don't need to attend, don't need jnanam to become one with Brahman. Therefore, he doesn't give any answer. In between, look at this now. We'll see what answer he's going to give later on. Now, he had to stop here. Kaschit Samashnutavu finished. Two questions are asked. And here Shankara, we have to see what Shankara says here. He says, here the question, the Athato nu prashnaha. Prashnaha means kelvihal. It is in plural form. Prashnaha is a plural word. But the student asks only two questions. In Sanskrit language, we have singular, dual and plural. Eka vachanam, dvi vachanam, abba, something konja puridhupara. Nice, good thing. Eka vachanam, dvi vachanam, bahu vachanam. We have singular, dual and plural. Any one, more than one is two, the two means dual, more than anything, three onwards, anything is what? Will be bahuvachanam, plural form. So here the question is now not prashnau, prashnaha, prashnau, prashnaha. Athato no prashnau. If the question was only prashnau, then two questions are proper, isn't it? If the question, the word is not in dual form, it is in plural form. But there are only two questions. Therefore, there must be one more question at least. At least there must be one more question, which is not explicitly said here. That must be implicitly given here. Or that implied question must be there. Okay? Atha anuprashnaha. The word prashnaha is in plural word, but the student has asked only two questions. That means there must be at least one more question. Is it? Three onwards, any number of questions may be there, more than three. But at least three must be there, because prashnaha is a plural word. Therefore, what is the question, third question? What is one more question which is implied here? And Shankara gives that answer. Asanneva sabhavati asad brahmeti vedached. If the person does not, if the person thinks there is no Brahman, does not believe in the existence of Brahman, that person becomes non-existent himself. He denies his own existence, etc. We have already seen. That means what? There are people who are believers, they are also non-believers. Astikaha, nastikaha. Brahma asti iti vadinaha, Brahma nasti iti vadinaha. There are two groups of people who argue Brahman is non-existent. There are also people who say Brahman is existent. Therefore, here he says, the other question must be what? Is there Brahman at all? Brahma asti va. What the third question? The student is asking here, is there Brahman at all? First of all, only if this question becomes answered very clearly, yes, there is Brahman, that must be very clear. Existence of Brahman must be established. Brahma astitva nirupanam. Okay? Brahman is, reality is. Brahman is must be established very clearly. Only then the other questions have meaning. Does the person go back to Brahman and resolve in Brahman, merge in Brahman after the death? That question isn't, can be there, can have meaning only if there is a first of all understood what? There is Brahman at all. Therefore, what are the three questions now? What are the implied question? Brahma asti va nava. Say now. Brahma asti va nava. Is there Brahman or not? If Brahman is, then if that from that Brahman alone everything has come into existence, then Vidwan goes back to Brahman or not? If then the ignorant person also goes back to Brahman or not? What happens to ignorant person after his death? What happens to wise person after his death? Do they go back to Brahman or not? Resolve in Brahman or not? Before answering these questions, first of all, let me be very clear whether there is Brahman at all. Understand now? The three questions. The third question is not there given in the text. The third question is presented by Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada in his Bhashyam. And why does he say this question is implied there? Because the word Prashnaha is in plural word. And there are only two questions presented by the student. One, there must be definitely at least one more question. That one more question is there Brahman or not? Is it clear now? So these are the three questions asked by the student. And because the student is so restless, the teacher did not want to give his answer for the third question, what is moksha? He wants to clear these doubts first. And here, Brahman, and what does Upanishad do now first? Upanishad answers this first question. What is the first question? Is there Brahman or not? Brahma astiva. Asti kim. Is there Brahman? But it says, yes, there is Brahman. Brahma asti. Brahman is. And how do we say Brahman is? He says, how do we say Brahman is? Nimitta karanatvat. Jagataha nimitta karanatvat. Brahma asti. Brahman happens to be the intelligent cause of the universe. And universe is very much here. In the universe itself is the proof that the Brahman is very much here. But how Upanishad is going to say it? Doesn't say this one sentence, okay? It's going to explain how Brahman is. How Brahman is the intelligent cause. Brahman is very much there. There's no doubt at all. Because Brahman is the nimitta karanam, intelligent cause of this universe. And therefore Brahman is very much here. And for which Upanishad is going to, now Upanishad is going to present seven reasons for establishing the existence of Brahman. Seven important points are going to be mentioned here. Brahman is, how Upanishad establishes the existence of Brahman by presenting seven points. The first point is what? Brahman is, because Brahman is the intelligent cause of the universe. How to understand Brahman is the intelligent cause of the universe? You know? Now, we have to see this example. When we see the house or building we are seeing here, when we see this mic here, this church hall here, this table, this cup, these flowers, this wash, these walls, the door, every product you are seeing here. When you see every product, every karyam, every creation, every product is every creation, and you see every creation serves some purpose. There is not even one thing which does not serve a given purpose. Prayojana aprayojakam kimapi nasti. Can you see one thing which doesn't serve any purpose? Every product here serves some purpose. Even the ordinary rubber band, it serves its own simple purpose. Everything here serves some purpose. So it serves some purpose. Therefore, there's nothing which is purposelessly here. Everything here is for serving a given purpose and for a given function also. The first lesson you understand. Now this is to establish Brahman as being the Nimitta Karanam of the Jagat. I can't complete it today, but still we'll do something. Then, when you say every product serves some purpose, and it has been intelligently, it serves a purpose means, for a given object to serve a given purpose, it must have been made, isn't it? It doesn't become an object by itself. Wood would not have become a door by itself to serve a given purpose. A door serves some purpose, wall serves some purpose, the mic serves some purpose, the wire serves some purpose, every small thing serves some purpose means it has been made. It doesn't become by itself something which is purposeful, isn't it? It has been made. That means there's intelligence which has gone into that. An intelligent being, intelligence is, you can see the intelligence behind every product. Intelligence is involved in this door or not, product called door or not, very much involved. The intelligence, the person who made it must have thought about it before. Before he made it, he must have thought about it. Always, that one must have visualized. Before you do anything, you must visualize whatever you want to do. So in fact, you can see this way, every creation goes through three stages. Any creation goes through three stages. First of all, for the creation to come into existence, there must be desire. The first creation is in the form of what? The desire. First avastha is kama avastha. Kama avastha means what? The creation is in the form of going to the stage of desire. Suppose you want to have a house. Okay, you want to live in a house. And before you build a house, you talk to the builder, get the builder and get the materials. Before you get it built, you visualize the house. Before you visualize the house, first of all, I must have the house. The desire must come. I should own my own house. I should own a house. I must have the house. The desire must come first. Okay, first thing. How creation goes through three stages. Thereafter, that desire, Icha, must be Tivra Icha, not Manda Icha. That must be a firm desire, not, isn't it? Suppose we are so desire for so many things, but we do not fulfill all our desires. But we do fulfill some desires. Isn't it? No, I must get up 5 o'clock. Every day I've been thinking. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and then do my japam and 5 o'clock I should go for a walk. Only today I could do that. After 3 years. I don't know who tomorrow I'll be able to do it. Today with all seriousness I did it. No, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock I should get up, 4 o'clock I should, every day I've been thinking. I used to get up at 3 o'clock in Coimbatore. After coming to London, became most indisciplined person. And now what I want to say here, I had to adjust with the people I live with, then time and then climate and lots of things. Now what I'm saying here, even the desire is not enough. Desire has to be implemented, means there must be icha, must be tivra icha. I must build a house. The tivra icha must be there. I must build a house. Oh, nice house, beautiful house. And that is, when I get a lottery ticket, I'll get a house like this. It goes. Not like that. It's a tivra icha. It's a tivra icha means what? Tivra icha becomes this next firm desire. So, first icha, then tivra icha. Then after tivra icha comes, then you start visualizing. What is that first? Where should I have the house? In Beckenham or in central London or in, you know, somewhere in the east coast, £10,000, where I can think of, you know, where should I have the house? It's all visualization. Okay, location decided, Beckenham. How big should my house be? How many bedrooms must be? How big the hall must be? How many bathrooms must be? And where should the puja room, first of all, very important is puja room for us. Where should puja room must be? Where should the kitchen be? And how big should the kitchen? And where should the storeroom? And how big it should be? And how big should the dining table be? I had to plan everything. It's all visualization. Once you plan, then also you think what all the fittings, in keeping with the fittings you want to have inside, and you plan everything. It's all visualization. Then there's a blueprint record. Is it? There's a blueprint gets ready in the mind, and take the print out and give it to your, from the mind, you take the print out and give it to the contractor, whoever is the builder, and he also comes with suggestions. At last it becomes, the house becomes ready. Visualization. Is it? So the creation, before you build a house, before the house becomes ready, then karma, action is what now? Action, then after action the house is ready, palam. Before the karma there must be visualization. Before the visualization there must be tivra icha, and there must be first of all icha. Icha, tivra icha, then dhyanam, then karma, then there is a creation product. Is it clear? The house cannot just jump and become the house there by itself. Even scientists know very well, nothing can evolve by itself. Anything evolved must be backed by an intelligent being. There must be intelligence behind. Desire cannot happen. Where will be the desire? Desire cannot be outside of, isn't it? Outside, without the knowledge, desire is not possible. Even desire is not possible without the knowledge. How can you have desire for something without, if you do not know? How can you think of having the house at all if you do not know what the house means? What purpose does it serve? One must know what the house means, what, definitely, what is house? And what purpose does it serve? One must know. You know the usefulness of it, only utility of it, isn't it? Only then you can have desire for that. So desire presupposes knowledge. Therefore, can there be desire on the part of something. Now you can say an inert thing. Okay? Desire is not possible on the part of an inert thing. The instrument of desire is called mind. And there is also knowledge. Therefore, there must be an intelligence. There must be intelligent being. There must be knowledge. A conscious being. Even when you see this building, this building is inert, but you can, without seeing the builder, we don't know which period this was built, how old it is, we do not know. There must have been an engineer, there must have been the architect who would have designed it. The designing must be, designing itself, even though we do not see the person, we are 100% sure that there must have been the designer, the architect who would have designed it. And that person must be definitely not inert being, a conscious, intelligent being. And from this, if everything in this creation serves a given purpose, that means any product is for a given purpose, means it has been made intelligently to serve a given person. Any ordinary thing also involves ordinary, proportionally ordinary knowledge, isn't it? In the smallest, even a small cup here, it's such a small thing. And to make this, also some intelligence is involved. In keeping with the proportion of this container, this is also what now, proportionally ordinary knowledge is involved here. So every product serves a purpose, means, and for somebody to make something which serves a purpose, and one must have been intelligent enough to make it. That intelligence is what? Brahman. That knowledge is, source of knowledge is Brahman. How? We have to understand that. When you see this, now imagine this whole cosmos. Go from this small house, small building, to this whole big universe. This universe also is what now? Is expression, manifestation. The whole universe is for given purpose. The universe is here for the purpose, given purpose. And everything in the universe also is for a given purpose. And everything has been made intelligently. Everything is put together intelligently. Anything which serves a purpose is put together intelligently. Therefore, the whole cosmos also is what we say is a creation, and which implies the visualization. Before the manifestation of this universe, there must have been visualization. And there must have been Tivra Icha. And there must have been Icha. And that means there must be a conscious being for that, which is the basis for this desire to be there. Otherwise, there can't be desire. There can't be Tivra, firm desire. There can't be visualization on the part of something inert. Consciousness does not desire. Is it? But for the desire to be there, like how for our simple individual desire and the Tivra Icha, firm desire and visualization, you need an instrument called mind, which is backed by knowledge. So also, For this whole Jagat also must have been what? Must have been visualized. And it must have been, there must have been desire also. And for that there must have been a mind. And what is that mind? Maya is the antahkaranam. Okay? Maya is the antahkaranam, mind. Cosmic mind. Maya is the mind, and where there is desire and where there is tivra icha and where there is visualization, and which has become what now? Really, which implemented became this universe. Don't get confused. I just wanted to introduce subject matter today. This I will continue next class. And because very serious topic, therefore I am going to talk to you next. The first point is, now you have to remember, now we are on, you are on, we are going to see the answers for these students' questions. We have stopped what? Other third questions, answer is kept away for some time being. And now we are seeing the answers for the three questions. And the first question is there a Brahman at all? And the Upanishad establishes, yes, there is Brahman. And to establish the existence of Brahman, Upanishad presents seven arguments, of which first one is what? Brahman is the Nimitta Karanam, the intelligent cause of the universe, therefore Brahman is. There is no intelligent cause of this universe other than Brahman. And how Brahman is the intelligent cause, that is what we started now, which I will come back and continue and explain it very clearly next week.